This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Bold Venture. Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Together in the sultry setting of tropical Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean. Bold Venture. Once again, the magic names of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall bring you Bold Venture and a tale of mystery and intrigue.
No people come to Shannon's place. Cash register is one big disgrace. The money that lies within the till could possibly change $1 bill.
Why the applause, Sailor?
Because I like Calypso songs, and because I like the way King Moses sings them. You know, you're a lucky man, Slate. You get your business troubles set to music.
Yeah, it delights me. Saturday night and no customers. What's a man supposed to do on a Saturday night?
You're a big boy now, but if you don't know, King Moses will tell you.
Don't worry about it, Mr. Slate. It was the same no business last year when the rainy season came. Mr. Slate?
Well.
Well, what?
Here comes a man who's liable to start a fad. He takes out a girl on Saturday night.
Yeah, smile like you can hardly bear the fun you're having, sailor. Good evening, sir.
Table for two in the corner, mister. Hold the menu till I whistle. Lady's not hungry. Are you, baby?
No.
Not thirsty either, are you, baby?
No.
See what I tell you, mister? Don't bother, I'll find myself a place.
Yeah, don't forget to whistle.
Everything all right, baby? You happy?
If I were dead, I'd be happy.
Oh, baby, Dolores, baby. Oh, no, no. Come on, sit down. That's my girl.
Take your hand away from me.
You don't tell Dick what to do, remember? Remember?
Yes, I remember.
Well, that's good, real good. Fine. All right. You said you wanted to talk to me before you gave me the papers. Talk.
If I give them to you...
You're starting off all wrong. There's no if in it. Just give me the papers and you can talk your head off. I'll listen and smile and nod. Anything you want to say.
How do I know? If I give them to you, how do I know everything will be all right then?
Oh, baby, baby.
How do I know?
You don't know anything at all.
You're hurting my arm. You're hurting me.
Shut up. Don't get a shot. I didn't whistle yet, mister.
Those welts you're raising on the lady's arm hurt my eyes. Outside, Buster. By yourself. Out.
You want to play? You want to play, huh? Well, good play.
Okay. Okay.
Now get up.
Where'd the girl go?
Girl I came in here with, where'd she go?
She couldn't wait. She left.
You know something, mister? You just don't know what you did.
Who wants me?
It's Beck, Captain.
Now, did you bring him?
No.
I gave you an order.
Look, I've taken enough of those from you and for you.
With $250,000 shining down on us, you'll take more, won't you, Vic? Fortune.
Yeah, Captain.
All right. You can come in now.
That a ship's empty except for you. You like it here alone, Captain? Havana within kissing distance, you stay here alone?
I gave the crew shore leave. They can kiss it for me.
They can do other things with their mouths. Like talk.
You talked, but you didn't come back with anything.
Something got away.
A spoonful of Havana, girl, and you couldn't take away from her what was bought and paid for. Maybe you ought to talk to the ship's doctor, huh?
I told you. A guy named Slate Shannon lost it.
You'll tell me how, huh?
I had my hands on him. Girl got girlish about it. Began to think of reasons why she shouldn't give him to me. I tried to persuade her. I was going good, too.
And this Slate Shannon wrapped your knuckles because he's a hero. I never knew you were a hero worshiper, Vic. The things I don't know about you.
Like to try on yourself, Captain? I can give you the address with a recommend.
You're slime, Vic. Isn't that what you are? Answer me!
Yes, that's what I am.
You let $250,000 run through your fingers. That makes you slime.
You already said it once.
I got a fortune in opium in the hold. In the barrio in Havana, we can get $250,000 for it. You know how it is with all that money?
Yeah, I heard.
I get hungry for nice things, expensive things, things I haven't had for a long time. I want those things, Vic. That's why we brought this tub all the way from Macau.
Explain it to you. Shannon, stop me.
And we can't unload all that stuff because I haven't got a bill of lading. Because you didn't get it for me. Just a bill of lading that says I'm carrying canned apple juice. That's too much to ask, Vic.
I'll get it.
Sure you will, Vic. Sure you will. How many times have I told someone to fix this desk drawer?
The last man you had in here to fix that drawer told you we'd have to demolish the desk to get it open. You should have taken the $3 he offered you for it.
I've got a pipe in that drawer.
You've got other pipes.
I know, but somebody gave me this pipe.
Did she break it in for you first?
Ah.
It won't open, Slate. It never does.
Answer the phone.
I'll bet it won't open this time either. Hello? Who? Mr. Slate Shannon? He's trying to open a drawer right now. Can I help you? Oh, sure. Yes, he's here. Slate.
Who is it?
The girl with the welt. You'd better talk to her.
Yeah. Slate Shannon speaking.
Can you bring the envelope to me?
What?
The envelope I gave you. I must have it.
What are you talking about? What envelope?
When were you fighting? I put an envelope in your pocket.
Huh? What'd you do that for?
There's no time, please. You have the envelope. The envelope with the papers in it.
Now, wait a minute. I'll see. Uh-uh. I'm sorry. No envelope.
I put it there in your coat pocket. Please, it must be there.
Oh, why didn't you say coat? Taylor, my coat hanging on a chair over there.
That's Baker. She sounds that excited, and all she wants from you is your dry cleaning.
See if there's an envelope in one of the pockets.
All right. There's an envelope here.
Thanks. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I've got your envelope. What's important about it?
Bring it to me, please, please. There's no time. Please bring it to me.
Now, just take it easy. Where do I bring it?
To Avenida Presidente, number 18, the end of the hall.
Well, who do I ask for?
For me, Dolores Quito. Oh, please, please hurry.
Right away, Dolores.
You're going to see Dolores right away?
This minute.
Help me with my coat, Slate.
You careful guy to tour through many charming places in Havana? I am charming guide.
No thanks, Chico.
But you have convinced me. Instead of $5, I will take you to such places for only $3. Senorita, talk it over with your man, please. He does not know bargains.
Yes, all right. Here, Chico, here's a bill. Pretend we've been to all those charming places.
Gracias, gracias.
Golly, say a buck.
Thanks, doll. So long, suckers.
Why, you? Come back here, you phony.
How long have you been in Havana, sailor?
Maybe too long. Why do you stay here, Slate? A man like you could have the world on a string with pretty things dangling from it.
I've had it. I don't like it.
But this you like. The phonies, the beggars, the two-bit tourists that hire out your boat, your hotel, you, errand boy to a beaten-up girl. That's what fascinates you about Havana?
You want to know, huh?
No.
And I'll tell you. Sometimes I get hungry for something. I don't always know what it is.
but Havana comes up with it every time. Now you know.
That's what I thought. That's why I didn't want you to tell me.
Here we are, number 18, end of the hall. After you, sailor.
Thanks.
Please.
Now, let's go.
They killed him. They killed him.
Killed who?
My husband, Senor Quinto. He opened the door of our house to them. They shot him down like a street dog he lies there.
Who did it?
I do not know. I did not see them. They ran away through that door in the back. They ran away. They did not show me their faces.
Dolores Quito, she lives here?
She's my daughter.
Where is she?
In the barrio. She told me, do not be afraid, Mamacita. I go to the barrio to hide there, she said to me. She should be with me, with her father, not in the barrio.
Dear senor, let me help you.
When you're through helping her, sailor, take this envelope home. Put it in the desk.
You can help, too.
I am. I'm going to find Dolores for her in the barrio. Dolores Quito, know where she is?
You are not needed here, senor.
Now, look.
Do not try, senor. Dolores Quito is unknown to us.
You look for something, maybe, eh, senor?
Dolores Quito.
I am Alicia.
You tell me where she is?
I am Alicia. Well, come inside. I will show you there is no one here but Alicia. You dance with Alicia, huh?
Dolores Quito, they told me maybe...
No sabe.
Got a light, mister? Sure. Well, we better get in this doorway out of the rain.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Here. Hey, you're the guy.
That's right, I'm the one.
He's yours, Captain.
Yeah.
You did good, Captain. Real good. Fine.
There's an old proverb to the effect that trifles make perfection, but perfection is no trifle. Certainly the steps taken in the preparation of log cabin white bread are not trifles, but they do make for perfection. You see, log cabin white bread is made from a special recipe that calls for extra amounts of rich, nourishing ingredients. Ingredients every bit as fine as those you yourself use for your most prized recipes. And log cabin white bread is specially baked, too, in a way that ensures longer-lasting freshness. Yes, log cabin white bread is truly fine bread. Look for it at your market tomorrow in the gay yellow and white wrapper with the log cabin on the front. For bread at its very best, for flavor, for freshness, for nourishment. Insist on log cabin white bread.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Now back to Bold Venture and our stars Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall and the second act of our story.
Mr. Shannon, he go to Barrio, the place of danger where the lights are low. A fella, he bang on Mr. Shannon's head. Mr. Shannon, he thinks pavement is new bed. Slade Shannon,
he... Don't rub it in, King. Sailor?
Uh-huh?
Give me that envelope out of my desk. I want to see what's in it that makes me bleed.
It's not in the desk. The drawer won't open, remember?
I don't care where it is. Just get it.
It's in the safe.
I'll get it, Lady Sailor. Left 23, right 14.
Not so loud, King.
Don't get excited, Slate. The only thing in that safe beside the envelope is a necktie. Say, I've never seen you in a necktie. How do you look?
Nifty and dapper.
Here's the envelope, Mr. Slate.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't get it.
What is it?
It's a bill of lading for the steamship Capricorn. Hey, look. Says they're supposed to unload 6 cases of apple juice in Havana Harbor.
Apple juice? What do you mean, apple juice?
Apple juice means apple juice. What else does apple juice mean?
Well, I don't know, but I'll bet it's the first time in history anybody ever got beat up for apple juice.
I think it's a more clever thing, Sailor. When I come back, you can tell them to me. Put the envelope back in the safe, King.
You going out?
Sure. The rain stopped, the moon's out, the sea's calm. Who knows? I might find me a steamship.
Pretty girl, Dolores. A girl as pretty as you could go very far in the world. Couldn't she, Vic?
Very far.
Please take me home. I am no good to you.
No, you're not dating.
Gentle, Vic, gentle. A girl like Dolores with a nice family and all. A nice port inspector for a father, a man who can forge bills of lading. You should be gentle with a girl like that, Vic.
You're right, Captain.
Wait till you see how Vic can be with a girl when he puts his heart in it. It'll surprise you, Dolores. Vic?
You'd like to go home, wouldn't you, baby?
Yes, yes.
Sure you would. But you know something? It's going to be lonesome for you. No fun.
Oh, you killed it. Killed it.
Just you and your mother. It's hardly enough for a pretty girl like you.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
You know what else, baby? You shouldn't have double-crossed us. You should have given me that bill of lading like a soft little kitten. You shouldn't have run when you saw us coming to your house to ask you for it. Then maybe Daddy could still put his arms around his little girl.
You understand how it is, don't you, Dolores? We paid your father for the forgery. You would have given it to us. But you didn't. Now, where is it?
I do not know. I lost it.
Oh, she lost it.
Yeah, I feel sorry for you, kid. You shouldn't have done that.
The things that can happen to a girl in Havana without a mother to look after her just makes my heart bleed.
You wouldn't.
Oh, we can arrange it, baby. Easy, real easy. Like pie.
I gave them to Senor Shannon. He had the bills of lading. Ask him for them.
You'll ask him, Dolores. All by yourself, you'll go to him and say, Senor Shannon, the captain wants his bills of lading. Take them to him.
For your mother, you'll do it. Huh, baby?
Yes, yes.
Take the pretty girl ashore, Dick.
I beg your pardon.
What can I do for you, miss?
I want to see Senor Shannon.
He's gone.
Where?
Where he is where. I don't know. Miss Sailor, she here. Miss Sailor's standing over there under the fan. Maybe she can help you.
Thanks. Is your name Sailor?
That's right. Hot, isn't it?
I'm looking for Senor Shannon.
The feeling's mutual.
Oh, please, I have got to see him.
Why?
Listen to me.
No, you listen to me. About 5 hours ago, you came in here. And since then, there's been nothing but trouble. Slate gets beaten up. A man gets shot to death.
My father.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I'm sorry.
If you're truly sorry, you will help me.
I didn't say anything about that. I just said I was sorry.
Senor Shannon has an envelope. It is mine. I must have it.
Now I have to be sorry again. I can't give it to you.
You do not understand.
Right now, I only have to understand one thing. Slate Shannon is somewhere along the Havana waterfront, looking for whatever he has to find. He's going to find it, and he's going to do what he has to do. I'm not going to take a chance of messing it up. Sorry. No envelope.
They will kill me. They will murder again.
Oh, no. Nobody's going to hit you. King Moses will see to that. You stay here.
Those men, you do not know what they are.
Blake does. That's more important.
My father, dead from my mother.
Here, sit down. I'll get you a drink of water. King Moses.
Yes, Miss Taylor.
Did you ever see a Saturday night like this?
Ahoy, Capricorn! Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Blake Shannon coming alongside in powerboat, Bold Venture.
I'll throw your line!
Okay, secure.
Up the ladder, mister. I'll give you a light.
Thanks. Now, where's the captain?
You're looking at it.
Oh, I'm just making a social call, Captain, so you can put your gun away.
Think so? It's very interesting.
Back!
Don't cry, Shannon. I can kill you now, but I'll enjoy it more later. It's your ship, Cap.
Now, what do you want?
Look what the sea washed up, Vic.
Well, what do you know? That's what I like about him, Captain. Every place you turn, there's Shannon to rub noses with.
The Cap does your work for you, huh, Vic? Because you can't handle it alone.
Oh, yeah. I remember. You can't.
Let's try the dance once more, Shannon. Just you and me.
Now, with the Cap holding a gun on me, I'm ashamed of you, Vic. You think I'm crazy or something? Maybe you can dance later, boys. All I need now are the bills of lading. Dolores told you to bring them, and you brought them, huh, Shannon?
Dolores? Uh-uh. It was my own idea.
Fast thinker, huh, Captain? My heart goes out to fast thinkers like him.
So it was your own idea, huh? We admire you for it. Now, hand them over.
Well, I'd sure like to oblige you fellas. You admiring me and all, but I can't.
You don't say.
Like I said, I'd like to help you out, but I got to thinking. I thought to myself, now what is there about 6 crates of apple juice that's worth a man's life? That's not counting the pistol whipping you gave me, Cap. Then I thought, now this must be a kind of apple juice a man could grow real fond of.
A fast thinker wants a cut, Captain.
Yeah, how'd you guess?
How much?
Depends. How much is apple juice bringing these days?
$250,000 in round figures.
That's pretty round for apple juice.
How much?
Well, I'm not greedy. You boys did all the work. $10,000.
You named it. Now the bills of lading.
Well, I told you, I haven't got them with me. I sure wish I had, fellas.
Where are they?
Back at my hotel. Let's see, you're 3 miles out. It took me 20 minutes to get here. You ought to be back, oh, say, an hour.
But you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that makes it tough. Well, what are we going to do, fellas?
You'll think of something.
Oh. Say, you got a ship to shore phone.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we like to say hello to the folks back home.
Well, then it's easy.
You'll tell us.
All I got to do is send a message to the Port Authority, the sailor, that's Miss Duval. You saw her at my place, remember, Vic?
I'll never forget her.
Yeah. That's all I got to do. Simple, fellas.
Simple. But we'll do it for you. You'll word it for us, huh, Shannon?
My specialty. Tell her to get the envelope out of my desk drawer, a plain manila envelope, bulky. Tell her to hire a boat and bring the envelope here to me on the Capricorn, because I need it in a hurry. You can fill in your position. You'll tell her that?
Just like you said, word for word.
Sounds like your girl got here fast, Shannon.
Good for our side, huh?
It's always been good for us. It's getting better for you.
Yeah, you don't know what I can do with those 10 G's.
Like what?
Oh, I'm going to put in a parquet floor so you can come and dance on it.
You really think you're going to see that crummy hotel of yours?
You changing your mind about something, Captain? I thought we were buddies.
Oh, we're buddies.
Then I'll see my hotel again.
We'll float you past it. You'll be face down.
There she is, Captain.
Leave her here. Get back on deck, Vic.
Hi, fellas.
Did you bring the envelope, sailor?
Well, that's what you told me to do, wasn't it?
I like a girl who does what she's told. Now, let's have the envelope.
You ask me, Slate.
Give it to him. Thanks, Shannon. Put it on the table, young lady.
All right.
Now, both of you get over there against the bulkhead.
Slate.
The etiquette when a man with a gun says stand over against the wall is to stand over against the wall.
All right, now put your hands behind your neck.
Like this or like this?
It'll come to you.
We're not buddies anymore, huh?
I'll grieve for you.
You'll grieve long enough to tell me why you had to kill that old man.
Why? All right, I'll tell you.
I paid him some money to forge a bill of lading for me so I could get this stuff into port. He sent his daughter down with it. She got cagey. I had to teach her a lesson.
What did he promise you, Slate?
$10,000.
That would have been nice.
Yeah, it would. Let me take a look at this bill of lading. I've been waiting for it so long. I waited a long time for this piece of paper. $250,000.
Something wrong, Captain?
Now, this paper, it's blank. It's a blank.
You get him, Slate.
Yeah.
Nice going.
Sailor, I could kiss you.
I knew when the message said get the envelope out of the desk, something was wrong. The desk drawer doesn't open. I switched papers. Hey, what was that you were saying? You could kiss me.
Hey, Captain, I want you.
You're all by yourself again, Buster. Come here.
That's enough, Slate. What was that you were saying?
Oh, I said I could kiss you. I lost my head.
It couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall will return in just a moment.
Board in me with the family or society. Log cabin cracked, we dig a variety. Made with pure honey and a crackle crust. Cracked wheat all through, it is so glorious. For sandwiches so popular with every guest, log cabin cracked wheat is the bread that's best.
Yes, for mealtime variety, choose log cabin variety bread. This week's feature, log cabin cracked wheat, is a real lunchbox lunchtime favorite. Crisp flakes of cracked wheat, pure golden honey, make it the finest sandwich combination ever. Just try log cabin cracked wheat with roast beef, pork, or cheese. Mighty good toasted, too. Look for this week's special display at your market tomorrow. Log cabin cracked wheat bread.
Slate.
Uh-huh.
It's raining again.
Yeah. No customers.
Uh-huh.
The two bits, I close up the place and take the boat out to the point. I'd like to see the surf pounding in.
Would you take me along?
I'd consider it.
You've got your two bits, Blake. I said, you've got your two bits.
Yeah, I sure worked hard for it. I'm tired. Man's got to relax. Let's go, sailor.
And so our two stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, have brought to a close our latest Bold Venture story. Special music was composed and conducted by David Rose. May we invite you to listen again next week at this time for another exciting adventure starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, together in Bold Venture. Until next Thursday evening at 6:30, when the bakers of fine log cabin white and variety breads again bring you Bold Venture. This is George Barkley inviting you to remember...
Log cabin. Get your log cabin bread.
The preceding was transcribed.
KFI, Los Angeles.
D-E-5, dear. Stay on the right side. With the side light and fine California sunshine.
So light.
So fine.
So mellow.
Stay on the right side. Get D-E-5.
D-E-5, dear.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Now in Havana, there is a small hotel. From here to there, they come pell-mell. No elevators or curtains of lace. It's known all over as Shannon's Place. You like that, Mr. Slid?
Oh, sure do.
You have another verse, King?
Every time, Miss Sailor.
Look, we've got work to do. If you don't mind, I'd like to get on with it.
Right now, we mind. King's in a singing mood. Go ahead, King.
Mr. Shannon, he run this small hotel. He man who like Havana so well. He would rather starve in this city than have $1 million in Cincinnati.
Thanks, King. Now it's your turn, Whit. Go ahead.
Well, we've been sitting here for 3 hours now talking about it. All I'd like you to do is say yes or no.
What'll I say, sailor? Yes or no?
Well, I'd like it. It's a thing I've always wanted to do.
If you want my opinion, Mr. Slate.
Sure.
I've heard stories like this before. Spanish gold. Nothing ever happens. Down in the barrio, secret treasure maps get sold all day long. I know the man who draws them.
The man just made a point, Whit.
I beg your pardon, then, and yours, too. Because I'm not making myself clear. Look, I have nothing so tangible as a map. All I have is this knowledge that on the island in Flamingo Cay, there is Spanish gold.
And this you learned in college.
That's right. Now, you people don't have to smile about it. Mr. Cheney and I are serious. That's why I sent me to you. You don't have to smile.
I wasn't smiling.
Thank you, Mr. Duval.
Let's see the charts again.
Sure, Mr. Cheney. Now, look. See? Your boat could make it easily right along the banks, eh? Here. Here's Flamingo Cay, about 30 small islands. Now, this one. Here's one. Due south of Exmouth Sound.
Here's a nickel slate.
Yeah. Heads we go, tails we don't. Tails. Tails we don't.
I said 2 out of 3.
Yeah, that's right, you did. Heads. One more. Heads.
Heads we go.
We'll start in the morning, Whit, about 6.
Oh, that's swell, swell. I'll see you then, huh? I don't think I'll be able to sleep. You won't be sorry.
Take it easy, boy. Whit.
Uh-huh.
Did he bite?
I learned a word for his type in college. Sucker. I'm going to tell you something, Joe, just between you and me.
All right.
I feel good. I feel good all over.
Well, I'm glad for you.
Yeah, that's a feeling I like. All that loot just waiting for me.
For both of us?
For both of us.
You're a greedy boy, Whit. That's what makes you so useful. But you'll remember something, Whit.
Anything you ask me, I'll remember. Anything you tell me, I'll remember.
That's good, because it's my party I call a dance. You won't forget now, college boy.
Joe, tell me more about yourself. Tell me again how a man like you comes on a dream like this.
Yeah, I had me a boat once. I tore the insides out of it on a coral reef in Flamingo Cay, and I got ashore. It is like you said, the stuff that glinted on the beach wasn't just sand.
You make me young again, Joe.
It just lay there teasing me, pirate's loot whispering to me in the sun. Then a shadow come over it, a guy and his wife.
Mr. and Mrs. Mark Bryan?
Yeah, college boy. Mark Bryan and his wife. He told me the island belonged to them. He told me don't touch. He told me fix your boat and go away. I went away.
But he won't do that to us again, will he?
College boy.
And our sucker, Slade Shannon. And that pretty dream that hangs on to him. What do we do with them, Joe?
We use them. Then we lay a Spanish doubloon on their forehead so they shine in the sun. So the seagulls can find them.
Oh, Thank you, Joe. I can sleep now.
I hope you're a good navigator, Shannon.
Now don't worry about it.
That college boy, Whit, he looks worried, and he's got an education.
The Bold Venture's gotten through barrier reefs before. Hey, look, Cheney, why don't you trail your feet in the water, light a cigarette, or spit into the wind, the things people are supposed to do on a boat?
Well, you're a good sailor, Shannon. Look at that island. That's pretty, huh? All that loot, and all you have to do is tie up at that pier. It's pretty small.
I'll make it.
5 feet here, Slade.
Shannon.
Yeah?
There's not a whole lot of room between the bottom of this boat and that coral.
5:15. Shawling off, Slade. 4. Easy.
Yeah, that does it. We'll tie up here.
Maybe.
Huh?
Look what we got, a committee standing on the beach.
It's got a gun, Cheney. What is this?
What it is Mark Bryan and Ms. Bryan, looking as red-headed as usual.
Sailor, come here.
What is it, Slade?
I make it fast. I'm going calling.
Hey, that looks like a shotgun the man's holding. He couldn't miss with it if he tried.
Just make it fast, sailor. Hello.
Get out of here.
Your name, Bryan? And you're Mrs. Bryan. My name is Slade Shannon.
Hello, Slade Shannon.
Get back on your boat and get out of here.
I've counted 4 on your boat. We can put you up. We're lousy with bamboo shacks. I weave them in my spare time.
You've come for the gold. It's dug up and put away.
I didn't say anything about gold.
Who are you trying to fool? That man, him, standing on the pier? Don't you think I know him? Joe Cheney.
Why don't you just listen for a minute?
Listen? You listen. What do you think I...
Bryan.
Oh.
Oh. That crazy college punk.
Shot my husband. What do you know? Someone finally called Mark's bluff. Pick him up, Mr. Shannon. As I said, I've got accommodations for everybody.
Oh. Sorry, Mr. Bryan.
That's all right, my boy. I don't expect you to mend me without some hurt.
One more twist of bandage and you'll...
You know, you're good, Slade. If I'm ever shot in the shoulder, if I'm ever hurt, remind me, call you.
Yeah, I'll do that. 2 weeks and you'll have your shoulder back, Mr. Bryan.
You want me to be grateful? Shall I kiss the hands that heal me?
I think we could bear it.
Don't misunderstand me, you two. It's only that for me, the difference between living and dying is very slight. I rather wish your friend had potted me into eternity.
I'll go get your wife, Mr. Bryan.
No. Leave her there with her newfound excitements. 2 new men. That can make Lucy very happy. See? This occasion is a rare delicacy for Lucy. Life with me on my island bores her. It's bored her for 12 years.
You could have taken her away. Anywhere in the world she wanted to go.
Then maybe she'd be with you on your head.
You mean the gold. The gold you and your friends are so hungry for? You're quite right. I could have used it for that. But I have no taste for it.
Then this wasn't a college boy's fairy tale. There is gold here. Mr. Bryan?
Enough to make all men kneel at your feet, Miss Duval.
I need gold for that, Slade.
You heard what the man said.
Then listen more to what I say. This is your fee for probing in my shoulder, for trespassing on a world I meant to keep for myself.
Wash up, Slade. Get your money and let's get out of here.
Not money, Miss Duval. A suggestion. I suggest you and Mr. Shannon take your friends and get off my island. I suggest you forget its existence. I suggest you will never find what you're looking for. Except that. Except the sound of death. Good night, you two. Sleep well.
done good, college boy. You impressed Miss Bryan, I could tell.
Redheads and me, Joe, there's an affinity. I tell her the things I'd do for a girl like her if only I had money, so she whispers in my ear where her husband hid the loot. The other side of the atom. Take it, she says. It's yours.
And now you go to work on Miss DeVale, that sailor girl, huh, Will?
Hide someplace where you can watch me, Joe. Be a revelation to you.
I couldn't live without it. You're on your own, college boy. Now, don't louse it.
She'll love every minute of it. Goodbye, Joe.
Oh, it's you. I thought
it... You have the look of a girl who's sorry she's alone, Miss DeVale. As if you were waiting for someone to knock at your door. But not me.
Right again. Not you.
Mr. Shannon?
Slate said he wanted to look around the island. Maybe you'll go find him for me.
No.
We've had a nice chat. Good night.
You dislike me for shooting Mr. Bryan?
I'll find other reasons. Give me time.
Anything you ask, Mr. Duval. I thought that if you're really tired of being alone, we could go for a walk. Tropic moon, the surf. Sometimes a girl wants things like that.
Go beat on another shack, college boy. I've got strong sales resistance.
Even with this gun in my hand? It could shoot your resistance full of holes, Mr. Val.
It could.
Why don't we walk, Mr. Val? You and I.
Sailor, sailor, get decent and open the door. I thought maybe you'd like to walk.
Walk right in.
Huh?
Walk right in, Shannon. Don't ever argue with a 45. Walk. Good. Turn around, Shannon.
What did you do with Sailor?
Bite your lip, kid. Bite it hard. You stay unconscious too long, Shannon, you rot.
Come on. Come on, Slate. Oh, you'll have to do better than that.
What the...
Open your eyes.
Yeah, help me up. Thanks. Where's Sailor?
In the boat. I guess she's in the boat. Look out the window.
Huh? Yeah. Hey, the boat...
Gone? That's right. She's in the boat. Only the boat's gone.
Said it would be here. She said all we have to do is dig right here. If that redhead crossed me, I'll...
Keep your sweat for the digging, college boy. It'll be here. I said dig.
Maybe if he digs hard enough, it'll turn out to be his grave.
You're real funny, Mr. Val. You run a boat good and you're real funny.
What did you do to Slate?
Or did I forget to tell you? I hit him on the head with the butt end of this 45. It must have hurt him because he didn't talk back. That's what I'd done with Slay.
You dig for a while, Joe. I want to tell a lady about the splendors of where we are. Little known facts. She'll enjoy it.
Do that, college boy. Maybe it'll do something for me, too.
This lagoon you sail us into, Mr. Val, it's really just a saltwater lake filling up a hole that used to be a volcano.
Imagine that.
And all of this cove with these sheer cliffs all around rising up into the sky like a cry for help. Stunning, isn't it?
It makes me weep, the sheer stunningness of it.
And that hurricane hovering over us like a black winged bird. But it won't touch us here. Because Mother Nature built this place so no storm could touch it.
Hammers for the million things.
And on the other side of the island, you're Mr. Shannon. The redhead, her husband, all at the mercy of a tropical hurricane and no place to hide. Will you cry for Mr. Shannon,
oh,
Sally?
I found it, kid. It's here. Just like she said, it's all here, wrapped in an old sail.
Yeah, let me look at it, Joe. Get out of the way so I can look at it.
We're through here, kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Make the boat ready, Mr. Val. We're sailing away from this lovely place.
Wrong again, college boy.
What?
The black-winged hurricane, remember? The one you were telling me about? Boats die in it, even with me sailing them.
Joe,
she's right. We wait here till it blows away.
I don't mind, Joe. I don't mind a bit. I got the gold to keep me warm.
And the whole thing strikes you funny.
Well, consider it, Shannon. Look at it the way I do and join me in a big fat laugh.
Yeah, I know. It's about your husband. You're getting a reaction from his shoulder wound.
Him? Lying in our shack, drinking up all this tropical paradise? Him? No, nope. You want to know what makes me laugh? I can see it from here. The moon.
I can see it. A fire moon. A hurricane moon. Hey, look, Mrs. Bryan.
It's an intimate time. Say, Lucy, I'll answer you.
Where did they take Sailor?
Lucy.
Where did they take her, Lucy?
Now we're intimate and you worry about Sailor.
So help me.
You gonna hit me? Go ahead if you operate that way.
Chaney and Whit put her on the boat because she can navigate out of this reef. Tell me where they went.
The other side of the island. We could cuddle up, make a song out of that.
That's where the loot is, isn't it?
It's where I helped Mark bury it.
Now I know what's funny. I'll laugh at you and you laugh at me. That's one way of spending a hurricane.
Maybe you're not impressed. That hurricane's really coming.
Listen to me, Lucy.
I didn't figure it, Shannon. Whenever someone whispers in my ear, I tingle all over. I told them where the treasure was and they ran out on me.
We gotta get out of here.
None of us is getting out of here.
How do we get to the other side of the island?
Why? What for?
You've got to listen to me, Lucy. The other side of the island, we've got to get there. You know a way, don't you?
It's far.
We'll get your husband. He can walk. We can't leave him here.
It's far.
Can't be too far. It's a small island, Lucy.
You miss the mood, huh, Shannon? Sure. Sure, I'll take you. All you gotta do is hold my hand.
You know something, Joe?
What?
I'm glad we're down here, not up there. People could die up there on top of the island in that hurricane, and we don't want to die, do we, Joe?
That's right, kid.
I sit here and I dream of what I can do with all this loot. Makes me shudder. Sends chills down my back. Care to share it with me, Mr. Val?
Maybe I would.
What?
Because I see you in a new light, college boy.
That would be the reflection of all this gold, wouldn't it?
That's part of it.
Tell me, what else would there be?
You, the way you are. The dark things you stir up in a girl once she gets to know you.
And when did this wonderful thing happen to me?
It began when you came into Shannon's place. It built when you shot Mr. Bryan. And the way you handled me when you made me bring you here in the boat. I liked it.
You surprise me.
How do you figure me, Joe?
I don't have to, I know. Leave her alone, kid.
She's got a point, Joe. It interests me. Burn up dreams, you and me, huh, Sailor?
Burn them. Blow the ashes away. Start new ones. Whatever you say.
Uh-huh. Joe?
What's the matter with you, kid? You going crazy? Put that gun away before I slap you across the mouth with it.
You won't be able to do that, Joe. I'll tell you why.
You filthy dog!
That's why, Joe. Brush your cheek against mine, Sailor. I'm in love.
You okay, Bryan?
Yeah, you didn't have to take me. Two of you could make it faster.
You lean on me.
Leave him alone, Shannon.
What's the matter with you?
I said leave him alone.
Do you love him all of a sudden?
Shut up.
How much further?
We'll never make it. Never.
Down that crater.
There's a passageway that leads to the other side. Then we can... That tree! Watch out!
Mark!
Help me with him! Help me!
No, it's no use.
Help me, will you?
I can't! I can't budge the tree!
Mark!
Come on, Lucy. You can't help him. Lucy!
Get out of here! Get out!
You can't stay here.
I did wrong, Mark. I did wrong, and this happened. It's my fault, Mark. It's mine.
He's dead.
No. No, it isn't my fault. It's your fault, Shannon. Coming here with that boat and those men. Get out. Get out, will you, and leave me with my husband.
The wind's dying. You'll be all right.
Can't you understand? I want to be with Mark. Tell him how sorry I am.
Mark. Wind's just about gone, sailor. Let's go see all those pretty places we were going to see, huh?
Maybe we ought to stay around for a while. Maybe the hurricane will start up all over again.
Ah, never does. Let's go.
I think we ought to wait.
Come on. Give me a hand with this stuff.
Whit.
Come on, I said. Look at it, baby. How much you think there is there?
I wouldn't know.
It'll be enough for what we want it for. That's a happy sound, huh? Wait a minute. Well, what do you know? Look what the storm blew in.
Slate.
Slate Shannon, trying to be quiet as a mouse. You're clumsy, Mr. Shannon. Try it with your hands in the air.
You all right, sailor?
Yes, yeah, she's fine. I'm going to have to tell you something, Mr. Shannon. You're going to have to die. I'm going to have to kill you.
Let him be, Whit. Just let him be.
I asked you something, sailor. I asked you if you're all right. You didn't tell me.
Slate, don't come near me. He'll kill you.
No, you're wrong. I won't kill him. You'll kill him. You're fond of me, remember? Here, take my gun. Go on, take it. That's right. Now shoot him.
You're not a very bright college boy, are you, Whit?
Far better, Captain. Don't point the gun at me. Point it at him. Go ahead, shoot him.
Don't come any closer.
Sailor, let him have it.
I warned you, Whit.
You aren't really fond of me at all, sailor. Stay where you are, Mr. Shannon. This other gun, Joe's gun, is loaded. All the bullets in the gun sailor's holding are in Joe.
What do you do with us now? Kill us both?
Only you.
Slate.
You tried, sailor.
Pick up that sailcloth with the coins in it. Pick it up, Shannon. That's right. Might as well lead a short and useful life. Now carry it over to the boat. Show them the way, sailor. That's right. You get your feet wet, but it won't matter.
What are you going to do with all this money?
Convert it into coin of the realm, then live. Sailor helped me plan the whole thing.
Dry him off first, Whit.
Why, you...
Watch it, sailor.
I'll tell you.
Start holding your breath, Whit. What do you know? Short-winded.
Slate, you'll kill him.
Don't suggest anything, sailor.
Let him up.
See? I let him up. He's breathing, too. Maybe they'll put a stop to that in Havana. Sailor.
It's pretty.
Piece of eight. We go on a treasure hunt and we come up with one crummy piece of eight.
Mrs. Bryan said you could take all you wanted.
Well, this is all I wanted.
Flip it.
What for?
Well, it's night. I want to go for a walk on the beach. You never want to take me.
All right. Heads, I'll take you. Tails, I won't. Tails, I won't.
2 out of 3, Slade.
Oh. Tails again. Sailor.
Uh-huh.
3 out of 5. Isn't that the way we play it?
And so our two stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, have brought to a close our latest Bold Venture story. Special music was composed and conducted by David Rose. May we invite you to listen again next week at this time for another exciting adventure starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall together in Bold Venture.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.